Well, hey, we haven't talked about our favorite supermom who staged her own abduction, branded herself, and pretty much destroyed her family and her husband's life. And, you know, all around queen of narcissism, Sherry Papany. We have new updates for you. She, of course, out of prison, went to the halfway type house. And I believe now is released. She served 8 months or 10 months of her 18-month sentence. We'll get to it here in a second. She was once known as the California supermom who staged her own abduction, now stepping into the light again, this time not for her previous stage vanishing act, but for mounting credit card debt and a contentious bid over insurance money. This is someone who just, I mean, after doing all of this shit, still can't, like, take responsibility and be like, I fucked up. I did this. Yeah. I owe this. I'm not entitled to insurance money. Like, no, you're not entitled to any of those things. Why are you even fighting it? Just disappear. Go away. Just do what's right and move on with your life. Recent release from federal prison, the 41-year-old Papany is drawing attention to herself once more. But now through the lens of the legal system, after serving just over 10 months of an 18-month sentence, Papany emerged from a halfway house in Oakland, California, greeted by eager photographers, sporting a black cardigan, jeans, and shearling boots. Papany confidently waved her release papers around. Exclusive photographs were captured by Daily Mail, depict her vibrant expression leaving the Oakland facility, and soon after making a bold gesture towards the building as she made her departure. Being a part of the media for so long, it's no surprise Sherry continues to be a person of interest. The circumstances surrounding her case have always been a point of contention, remarked a local resident. Sherry's past, of course, includes deceiving the narrative where she claimed to have been abducted, only to be discovered later that it was a ploy to reunite with her former boyfriend, James Reyes. The revelation not only shocked the nation, but turned her life upside down, including those around her, leading to her incarceration. Now residing in Red Bluff, a quaint town located 30 miles south of her former home in Redding, California, Sherry hopes to do it all again. Or wait, rebuild her life. But a looming court date suggests she might have to deal with the past indiscretions first. We should note, I did see those photos from Daily Mail. Have you had a chance to see them?
Is this of her tattoo?
No, this is her with the white belly shirt. And she's looking like she's out there trying to, you know, capture another one.
Like, well, you know what? She'll be married in no time.
Without
We're
a doubt.
Be seeing her registry, you know, at Target at some point real soon.
There's plenty of moronic men who will simply fall for her strictly on looks. And that's it. I mean, or have no clue what the hell. I mean, and then God knows if you're not looking this person up, what kind of story she would tell you, like on a first date. Like what? Like what's Sherry's story gonna be? Like, oh, you might have heard about me. I did this. Keith Papany, Sherry's estranged husband, detailed in legal documents that she accrued a credit card debt about $3,238.10 over a span of 15 days in August 22. The spending spree, he noted, was done without any intent or means of repayment. An examination of the expenses reveals varied purchases ranging from Airbnb to shopping stints at Walmart and Kohl's. Notably, there were multiple charges made to Amazon, a considerable amount spent on legal fees, and an upscale grocery store, Northern California's Rally's store. Case lawyers highlighting Sherry's lack of responsibility in a statement stated, "This is who Sherry Papany is. Sherry comes first, consideration of others second, if at all, any truth, integrity, or morality of no consequence." The couple's relationship has visibly strained since Sherry's elaborate deception came to light. Keith, who once adoringly defended his wife's alleged kidnapping story on national TV, filed for divorce right after the arrest. In a heartfelt revelation to the court, Keith labeled his wife as a serial liar and a manipulator of others without empathy for their pain and loss. The anguish of betrayal echoed as he recollected how he and their children, Tyler and Violet, were deceived by Sherry's act. Furthermore, Keith has alleged various unsettling behaviors displayed by Sherry, such as isolating the children, inadequate homeschooling, and even wearing cloth drenched in rubbing alcohol around her neck, deceiving her kids that it was a remedy for injuries. She's nuts. With these allegations, Keith secured legal victories in the divorce procedures. He not only had Sherry declared an unfit parent, but also gained sole legal physical custody of their children. Good for him. Currently, Sherry's interactions with Tyler and Violet are restricted to supervised visits and voice or video calls at Keith's discretion. The legal battles don't end there. Earlier this year, from her cell at Victorville, Sherry contested her post-nuptial agreement from 2012. She argued that she was coerced into signing it, alleging a violent relationship with Keith. So she's still making this shit up and saying these horrible things. God. However, without concrete evidence to back her claims, Judge Summer Ryan ruled against her, directing Sherry to handle her credit card bill. So we'll see where all of that ends up. I would imagine, quite honestly, if for Keith's sake, you might just want to pay that shit off, because you're probably going to spend more in attorney fees than the actual bill itself for $3,000.
I wonder if it's more just to stick it to her that, you know, this is one last thing that he can kind of go, here, deal with this.
Well, as long as it's not,
I don't know where she's going to get the money.
As long as it's not hurting her credit. Well, I imagine there's many ways she could find how to make that money. Yeah, I'm sure there's a local strip club or something that needs some part-time help. And she seems like a person who would probably be able to do that, considering she can't seem to do much else without destroying lives. But I'm sure she could, you know, destroy some lives there, too. Anywhere she goes, she'll destroy lives.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, you know, is there like a plastic surgeon as well that can help her with that branding that's on her back? It allegedly said Exodus, but it wasn't really good.
Wouldn't that be creepy as shit? You're there at the club and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, it's the branded girl.
Right?
Are you Sherry Papany?
Oh my God.
Oh, you know, my God.
It's like getting a tattoo of the worst lie you've ever told. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're never going to be able to go to the beach again. I mean, come on, woman.
She'll do whatever she wants again. I don't think this is the last we're honestly going to be hearing about Sherry Papany.
I bet you're right.
I just have a feeling people like this, you know, they repeat. They rinse and repeat. She's rinsed. She's tried to rinse. And the family is like, get the fuck away from us. And she will probably likely repeat. So just hold our breaths, see where that all goes, and buckle up for round two. I'm Sherry Papany.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now